Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. Here are some numbers for you. It is the 26th anniversary of the Agricultural Stewardship Association, and on October 8th, ASA will present their 15th annual Landscapes for Landsake Art Sale and Exhibition. And we were just talking amongst ourselves a moment ago that we can't believe it's been 15 years, but indeed it has. The event is a fundraiser to support local farmland conservation. The show features many artists whose work is inspired by the region's working landscapes. It takes place in the historic barn at Maple Ridge in the hamlet of Coyla, just west of the village of Cambridge. Terry Patachik is, that's right, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Want to make sure. Executive Director of the Agricultural Stewardship Association, she joins us. Dave Horn is here as well, a former board member and board chair. And Dave was one of the founders of the exhibit and has been, critical to its success over the last 15 years. And we thank him for being here as well. Good morning.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning.
Nice. Good morning.
My God, I love this event. This is so much fun. And I love every year just knowing that it exists and being able to come down and see what you're all up to. Talk a little bit, Terry, about how this began. I guess Dave too. You were sort of there from the very beginning of what the idea of why you thought this would work in the first place.
Yeah. So Terry and I and Liz Gordon were board members at the time. There were other board members at the time, and we were really looking for a way to launch our organization, our first real fundraiser that would put us on the map, and just threw the idea around of connecting our supporters with the landscapes that we're protecting with our conservation easements, and what better way to do that than to sell them art. And it started really small expectations, a little organization 15 years ago. We didn't really know what to expect, but we found Larry's barn, which
Larry Sconzo,
the Burgermeister Meisterburger of Cambridge, and that really set the tone, because once you have a place like that, you feel obligated to fill it up with amazing art, and we've managed to do that for 15 years now.
So how many pieces of art will you have next weekend, or this coming weekend?
Well, it's almost 500 pieces of artwork.
Wow.
It's amazing. And 53 artists, 13 are new to ASA, so it's really fresh and vibrant, and the curators, John and Gigi Began, have just done a tremendous, amazing job.
And most of, almost all of the artists are in the region, right?
Pretty much,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I would say capital region, maybe a few over the border, Vermont, you know, Massachusetts, but virtually all of them are right
have
around.
Have a local connection.
Yes, and a lot of the paintings are from the Tri-County area around Washington.
Well, that's County, so what's so cool
even
about
if they
it.
Don't live there, they come there to paint, so.
Right.
Yeah.
And it is that whole idea of our landscape and seeing it. It is very funny when you, because if you're driving there, it is, you see all these beautiful landscapes, and then you go into the barn and then you see
even more beautiful
yeah.
landscapes.
But many of them reflected in the paintings of what you've just seen. It's yeah. And for locals, you look at it and go, Is that Skelly's? Is that Skelly's?
Exactly. There's a lot of that when people walk around the barn trying to recognize what they're looking at in a painting, and it's true. It's literally the roads you drive by every day.
Right.
That's what it looks like there.
And a lot of them are conserved farms.
Yes.
It's really a nice
Okay, so
statement.
Let's talk about that, of how it ultimately helps your mission, and we'll do the baseline knowledge that people should have about the Agricultural Stewardship Association of what you do and how this ultimately helps the goal.
Well, we protect farmland, and we do it through conservation easements. We're a land trust. We work with landowners and farmers who want to place an easement on their land. Some of them, they sell easements to us. We buy them. And we use state and public funding to do that, some private funding. And then others will donate conservation easements to us. And so to date, we've protected 17,000 acres on 109 farms in Washington and Rensselaer County. That's our service area.
Yeah.
So it's really quite amazing from when we started off. I think our first farm was protected in maybe 1992. We were formed in 1990 by the time we got going. But really things started taking off when state funding was available, and farmers, it's their equity. They sell part of their rights to the land.
So it doesn't remove anything other than the development rights. The farmers still farm it the way they need to farm it. We try to put as few restrictions as possible around agriculture.
Right.
It allows in many instances, allows, in the case of a sold development right, it allows the farm to pass it on to the next generation because their entire equity and retirement is often tied up in the land. The senior generation can sell a development right, put that money in the bank, and then be able to sell the land to the next generation at farm values rather than having to try to get development values out of it.
And it isn't just land. We are talking, you're not just saving land to save land. It's good farmland, right?
Yes.
You're talking about prime farmland.
It's prime and statewide. It's the best soils. Of course, every farm has parts of it that are less good, but
right.
We go for the best farmland so that it can produce a variety of crops.
There's a ranking process, so the better the soils, the higher the ranking.
Yeah.
The proximity to another protected farm would raise it up. So there's a whole scoring process that each easement goes through before the state or federal money would be allocated. So better soils surrounded by other protected farm, those things add to the value of the development.
In my knowledge of the organization and having worked with you and looking over being part of meetings and so forth, I have been one of the things that strikes me is that of how good you are at this, but also this is not a fast process, is it?
No, but it's getting faster.
That's good.
And that's really great.
Is that because of funding, or is that because people are understanding easier, or because a lot of it's bureaucratic stuff, right?
Yeah, a lot of it is definitely. These are complicated real estate transactions, and so they do take time just because of that. But the state has gotten much faster at handling the project from beginning to end, and so you're really seeing a lot of improvement. It's, and everyone is, we're used to this now, but...
Yeah.
It's still never less than 2 years, though.
Yeah, probably 18 months to 2 years.
So a fast one would be 18 months.
Wow.
Some of them have taken four or five years.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
So
the farmers have to be really committed to it. They can't just come to us and say, hey, I'd like to protect my farm, and 6 weeks later get a check.
Right.
They need to really want to do this.
It takes a while.
Yeah.
Now, as far as you mentioned 17,000 acres, so how many acres do you have your eye on right now of working toward saving?
Well, that's great. We have developed a plan to protect another 8,400 acres by 2020.
Okay.
So that'll put us over 25,000. But our long-term goal, based on all the tillable land, the productive farmland in Washington and Rensselaer County, we think we need to protect about 50,000 acres to really establish those counties in agriculture in perpetuity. So about 50,000 is our long-term goal, and by 2020 we're shooting for another 8,400 to bring us to 25,000.
And I just want to get back to the earlier question of, so events like this help you in that, in raising money, that helps you do what? You're able to do what with that money that helps that process?
It supports our farmland conservation efforts.
Okay.
Period.
Right.
We need this. But also it helps promote awareness. We need all the support of people in the Capital District because this is in their backyard.
Yeah.
We're part of their food shed. We're their future food shed, too. So once the land is protected, it's there forever. It's one of the best economic development investments any government could make, or any town or municipality could make, or any nonprofit could make, because that land's not going anywhere. It's here
right.
to stay.
So the dual purpose is, obviously, it's a fundraiser, and our best year was about 80,000 in total revenue, art sales and donations and stuff. So if we kept 50% of that, it's a $40,000 or $50,000 fundraiser for our organization. So that's obviously important. But as Terry said, connecting people to the land so that maybe they approach us with their farm to protect in the future. So it's always been an outreach and an educational thing as well as a fundraiser. It's gotten more and more of a fundraiser as the event's gotten some legs underneath it. But we're launching a Forever Farmland campaign based on some success in the Hudson Valley Food Shed. $20 million were granted, and we applied for 6 projects, and all 6 were accepted. And so we're going to leverage that money plus more money and the interest in the food shed up and down the Hudson Valley, this will help us get the word out to do that as well. So we've started a campaign, which our goal is to raise $1.9 million by 2020. We've just got a committee together, very preliminary, haven't even really had our first official meeting yet. We had kind of a kickoff campaign meeting at Dancing U a couple weekends ago, and it was great. But this events like landscapes will allow us to reach over 1,000 people that come to this event. so that when we reach out for future donations, we can leverage that knowledge.
If you go to the website, which is agstewardship.org, you can find out all the information about the event and directions and all of that stuff. And it's not hard to get to at all. So we won't spend time on that, because just go to the website and you'll find out the address, and you can put it in your GPS and just get there. And it'll be a beautiful, beautiful drive, because the trees are turning and it's just going to be a beautiful minus the hurricane. It should be beautiful.
I looked at the weather. It's only a chance of showers overnight Saturday and Sunday.
Great.
So I think we're going to have a beautiful day.
But
Saturday,
as we all know, even in rain, it's still beautiful.
It's still
who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's still gorgeous.
It's inside, isn't it?
Yeah,
not
you're in a
outside.
Barn. Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you walk into the barn. You walk into the barn, and then there's artwork all over the place.
Yeah.
There's explosion.
Yeah. Yes, an explosion of beautiful landscapes, and you can take these home, put them on your walls, and you have them there forever. Just like, you know, we are saving farmland forever.
Right.
And it's anything you can imagine. There's photography there. There's
sculpture. There's pottery. There's oil. There's pastel.
Watercolor,
wood. There's old historic tools and barn wood that have been turned into artwork. It's just a little bit of something for everybody.
Ceramics.
Yes. And it is it's fascinating, because you also realize of not only how important the agriculture is to our food and to our region, but also for artists and their inspiration. And as we were saying before, I mean, a lot of these are beautiful landscapes to bring home and to preserve as well. And you're helping the art community.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's the other thing we wanted to with this event, is to connect with the local artists. They keep 50%. Most galleries take a fee of 40% to 50%. So the artist does benefit from selling in this show, as well as getting the notoriety for being a part of the show. So we do feel like that partnership with the artist is very important as well.
And every time I go, a lot of the artists are there.
Yes.
They're all milling around and talking, so you can talk to the artists.
Great chance to talk to them about their inspirations and where they work, and exactly.
And what they are and all that good stuff.
Right.
So John and Gigi Began are curators for the second year in a row, are also both artists. John does woodwork and Gigi does painting. And the work that they put into this show, along with Katie Gillek on the ASA staff, this show could not go on without John and Gigi Began and Katie Gillek. So I just want to make sure that we thank those guys for their over-the-top efforts.
It just feels so good, because if you look out of the windows and the doors that are open in the barn, you see beautiful landscapes. And then and I say this in the best possible way, but the great thing about it is it smells like a barn. Right? I mean, it still smells like a barn.
Exactly.
And you're in a barn, and you're looking at this beautiful artwork. You have wine in your hand. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It doesn't get better than that.
It's not a horrible day.
No.
It is not a horrible day.
It's a pretty, pretty good time. Absolutely beautiful. The website to find out more information is agstewardship.org. Agstewardship.org. And you can find out about the ASA and the beautiful work that they're doing for our farmland and for our agricultural systems, as well as for beautiful, beautiful art and artists. It's the 15th annual Landscapes for Landsake Art Sale and Exhibition, and it takes place October 8th, and then you'll also 9th and 10th.
Yes.
So 8th is the big day.
12 to 5 Saturday, big opening.
Yep.
And then
you're
Sunday,
open
Monday, 12 to 4.
Great. And you go in, plenty of parking, don't have to worry about any of that. Plenty of fields, and you're all good. Terry and Dave, I thank you very much. I look forward to this. Is one of the few years we don't have a fun drive the weekend of the event. So I'm thrilled.
You have to come down.
I'll be
look
say a few
to seeing
words.
You there.
This is quite the commute for me. Yeah. So I'll
you can hit a driver, I think, to the barn, or maybe Tiger Woods could hit a driver to the barn.
maybe I'll walk. All right. Thank you both very much. Have a lovely, beautiful weekend. I'll see you there. And again, thanks for all the great work.
Thanks for all your support over the years,
yes,
Joe.
Thank you.
See you Saturday.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.